Welcome to another Carlo and Lays Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carling.
Now, Sean, we've got a special guest coming in today. Her name is Nicola Biaggi.
And we're talking history today. This is, like, this weekend, history will be made.
On Friday night.
South Australia, Friday night. And Nicola is part of that history.
She's actually the captain of the new Central District Football Club women's team, which will be competing in the SNFL Women's Comp for the first time ever. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here. Great to be part of Central District's Football Club. Really excited.
Good. Now, my first question off the cab would be, how did you get into football?
Well, I've been playing it when I was younger, but I didn't get to go up past under-15s due to being a female. Also played it all through high school, and I really, really loved it. And I remember year 12 actually finishing Open Girls Football and kind of having that feeling of devastation that I can't go anywhere further with this in my career. So,
and this is Newry up to high?
Yeah, Newry up to high school, yep. So we had open girls teams and teams throughout there that we played other high schools. So it was a really, really good round robin that we did. And then whoever got to finals got to play at Amy Stadium. And in year 11 and 12, my high school got to both the grand finals. So we got two games at Amy Stadium consecutively, one year after the other. And just having nowhere to go really with football was really upsetting.
So at the end of high school,
yep.
You couldn't play footy.
No.
what did you do? Obviously, playing sport.
Yeah.
What were you involved in?
I was involved in Central District's basketball. But I was
great
also
club.
Yes, also a good club, good representative of the North. So I've been a part of Central Districts for a bit now. I did leave basketball because of university and studies. Did want any person leaving high school that thought they couldn't play football was go to university. I played basketball up until
then. And you played for, was it Tanunda Football Club?
Well, here and there a kick with my brother, yes, because my older brother at the time played for Tanunda, but he didn't play past, is it Rovers, like under-15s or whatever it was called? So, yeah.
Yeah, and what's your brother's name? You got a younger brother, Ben.
Yep. So my older brother was Jared Biaggi. He passed away in a car accident a few years ago now. And my young brother, who's still playing football for Tanunda, is Ben Biaggi, or AKA the Badger. I have to use that whenever I speak about him, apparently. So
AKA the Badger. Do you have a nickname as well?
No, I don't. I wish I had a cool nickname. Nobody's given me one. So if anyone can think of a cool one,
we need to get onto the girls now.
I know.
You're the captain.
I know.
So you've got that position responsibility. Maybe you got they call you names when you're not around.
Oh, I mean. I've been called a lot of things in a lot of sports, but, you know.
What about Skip? I mean, you're the first captain, first skipper. How about Skip?
As long as they don't expect me to jump super high, then I'd be happy with that. As long as they don't get me mixed up with Skippy the Kangaroo, that's fine.
Now, how did you get the role of being the skipper of the inaugural Central District's women's team? I mean, that's a huge honour.
Yeah. Considering we have what we call a leadership group of 10 women, we encourage everyone, get behind it, get a lot of voice, because one thing in women's football is just getting that voice up there, because the sport involves a heck of a lot of communication. So I was in that group, and then we all got to vote, like every single part of our team got to vote, as well as the coaches and everyone. And, I got selected through that, which was a huge honour. Like, I was very shocked when Ribbo, the coach, he was saying, oh, this girl's worked very hard in her pre-season, like before pre-season actually working on her fitness for full field. And I thought he was talking about another girl who's done really well as well. And I was like, I'm so excited for her. Like, this is going to be really good. And then he called out my name and I just literally stood there and I didn't really know. I was kind of, yeah, really took back in a really beautiful way though. Like, I honestly am so honoured and privileged, because it could have gone to any one of those girls. And yet they chose me.
And this really is history. We spoke to Sonny Morey a few weeks ago, and he was obviously playing football back in the day in the 60s, first player of Central's to play 200 games. And you think, like, the men were playing, Central's joined the competition back in the 1960s, and now the women get to join up. There's a big gap, obviously.
Yeah.
But I just, like, it really is that sense of history for the club and for women's football. But then I started thinking, well, imagine, what would it be like in 40 years' time? What will women's football be like in 40 years' time, do you think?
It's so exciting, and seeing the young groups of girls come up, because we have a massive squad at the moment, which is awesome, all different ages. Like, there's no real specific age group. We're all from either, like, we've got some really young ones, like under 14s, like starting out under 17s, that kind of thing. Seeing their skills compared to the girls that are mid-20s is incredible. Like, but they've been playing for a couple of years now, and seeing that skill develop is only going to get better and better throughout the years. So that'll bring it out to AFLW. When those girls go in the development squads, they're just going to continue getting better. So the quality will improve hugely.
I think that's where the future of women's football is, because they sort of slashed it together for the AFL, and they got, you know, basketballers and athletes, yeah, et cetera. But the true test of time will be this group of girls that are playing junior football, and they're learning the skills, so they've got a platform of skills to go forward. And I think it's quite exciting. I think in 10 years' time it will be up to an extremely high level.
Yeah, definitely. I also know for a fact that obviously AFL, that's a job for a footballer. Your job is to play football. AFLW, you've still got teachers, nurses. Like, we train as often as we can in SANFLW as well as AFLW, but they still go out and have to work full-time jobs. And, you know, they don't get to work daily on their strategy on the field or their fitness, but they do as often as they can. So, yeah, seeing that come through as well in AFLW, I think if they start having it as a full-time job for women, and that comes from funding, support, and getting people out to games. But I think as that develops as well, you'll see the quality go through the roof as well. Because I've watched a few matches already from last week at AFLW, and from last year, like, if you look at the fitness side of things, the women are looking extremely fit, and they're getting better and better at the game and the actual skills themselves.
Have you practiced games yet? I know the season's obviously starting Friday night. Who are you playing Friday night?
We are playing West, so at City Mazda Stadium at 7:35. So,
and have you had an opportunity for a pre-season? Have you had some matches against other? Yeah. And how's the squad looking? How's the team looking?
Good. Like I said, we do have a massive squad, so we've tried a few different teams and a few different layouts and girls in different positions, just because a few of us that haven't had specific positions last year. We're trying to find our feet and where we belong on the field. We had two trial matches. One was in Snowtown, and we played Eagles, and we were successful in that, which was really awesome.
And they're the other new club.
Yeah, they are. So they're the other inaugural women's team that has joined, which is awesome, because at the SANFLW opening breakfast this morning, the CEO did announce that back in the day, Centrals and Eagles and the men's team joined together, and now it's...
They were Woodville in 1964.
Yeah, exactly.
Or 1959 when they're in the reserves, which was like 60 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And then so now we're coming together again, the same two teams, so it's really awesome. But, and yeah, our second one was against North, and we were a little bit nervous, and you could see that in the first 5 minutes, because we knew they weren't inaugural. We knew they would be established team for a year. So nerves came out, and we took about 5 minutes before we actually snapped out of the nerves and started playing the game and hard. So we had another win as well. So we were stoked with the win against North, especially because we had a few people out in the crowd that were Centrals and a lot of people that came out from North. So it was good to kind of send them back home with a loss.
And North Allen is coached by 8-time premiership player, Bulldog premiership player, Matthew Slade.
And there is, I believe, assistant coach of Steinbornham.
Nathan Steinbornham, yes, premiership, 5-time premiership player with Central District as well. So
he is a distant cousin of mine, my mum has told me, about 7th or 8th. And I'm like, I don't think that counts, Mum, but yeah.
It does count.
She's like, you should go say hi. And I'm like, and she's like, there's not many BRGs, so he'll know you. And I'm like, I'm just going to shake his hand and say good game. So, yeah, thanks, Mum.
Well, hang on. Steinbrenner is kind of German and BRG is kind of Italian. Mm. So it's someone's mother must have been crossover.
My mother's a Fechner. And in the Barossa, Fechners, there's a lot of them and there's a lot that aren't related. But, yeah, somewhere along that Fechner kind of family tree, there's some Steinbrenner. I honestly couldn't tell you because it is... It is a lot.
We are talking to Barossa here.
Yeah, that is true. Everyone does know everyone. No matter if you're in Adelaide, overseas, you'll bump into someone from Adelaide or who knows where.
Well, just talking about that, the world's nothing but a coincidence here in Adelaide. I mean, just on the other day, on Saturday, I just happened to walk into the JB Hi-Fi store in Chepps Cross, and I met some young lady who was going to captain Central District Footy Club.
Yeah, that was actually a really funny conversation because you came in and you'd had a bad experience somewhere else, and I was like, oh, tell me about it. And then I brought up that, yeah, I was pretty excited because I just got announced captain and, you know, I'll be moving stores, so I'll be close to Manapara, and then you happen to live, like, you know, in the region and also right for Central District, so,
yeah. Historian.
Yeah.
As soon as you
walked in, you would have known that.
Oh, I felt so embarrassed because I'm...
No need to.
Was that opening line? Did he...
He started talking at himself in the third person, and I was like, oh, yeah. And then Sue goes, this is him.
That's my wife. Yeah. But I was so stoked to actually meet the Central District's woman's captain, because I'd just been talking to a mate of mine from the Advertiser the day before, and he said, you must come to Richmond to watch the girls this week. I was actually working, but I've changed my shift so I can specifically go. I think it's that important.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so good, because, yeah, we really want a huge crowd, and we're hoping that we can have a lot of Central's fans out there, family and friends supporting us, because obviously the first game on a stadium, the nerves are going to be there, because these are the wins that are going to count, and we want to make sure that we're going to, grasp every possible win we can. So
I don't suppose there's any chance, but I remember a teacher of mine, David Saywell, played for Central. He wore 31, and as a consequence, I was motivated by that, and I wore number 31 when I played footy. I'd love you to wear 31, do you?
Yeah, I am wearing 31. Actually, that was also a funny coincidence when we were speaking, when you said, what number are you? And I said, look, and you said you'd be number one, wouldn't you, or two as a captain? I'm like, no, I'm 31. And you're like, no way. And again, that's 6 degrees of separation or whatever that saying is. And I was like, no way were you number 31 back in the day. And my little brother, funny story, is 31. So he just said I'm copying him. But honestly, they just gave me a jersey that fit me best.
It is amazing, isn't it?
It is. I just can't believe it. I mean, you said 6% of separation. That's worldwide. I think in Adelaide it's 1%.
Yeah.
Everyone knows something, so...
But just that weird, it felt more than a coincidence, especially walking into the store when I wasn't going to be there for the following week either, because I obviously moved to Manapara. And then you having the same number, being at Central Districts, like that just, yeah, that's just weird, isn't it?
It is weird, but it's probably a good omen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good things are going to happen.
Definitely.
How do you see the season this year? Getting back to the real footy, how are you girls going to go? I mean, obviously, winning your trial games will give you a lot of confidence. I think South Adelaide won it last year, so
they did, yeah.
They'll be the measuring stick. You've got a couple of players from the Crows. How are you guys shaping up?
Yeah, really good. We started pre-season super early, and in super hot conditions we still trained. Altering those trainings to more skills than running base, but we started pre-season really early, and the girls started training before that on their own fitness levels for full field, because a few of the girls from the Brossa, we didn't have full field last year. We only had three quarters. So we have to get our fitness up. So the team's shaping up really well in terms of skills, and we have a focus. I'm not sure if I want to say it, though, because I don't know if I want other teams knowing what we really want to be as a team. When people go, that Central Districts women team, they are so good at, well, I'll just tell you anyway.
Tackling.
Yeah. We want to stick every tackle. We don't want to let people run away. If we have to chase them down, we're going to catch them. We're not just going to let them run away. And the trials match showed that. As soon as we actually switched on and started playing footy, we did not miss many tackles. So, and that's what we really, really want to do.
When Central District men's were in their successful period, their tackling was superb and earmark of the club, so I can understand why you want to adopt that.
Yeah, well, a lot of the girls, like I said, especially like the younger ones moving up into the early 20s, they have those skills. They've been playing football. Like one of the girls is like, oh, I haven't been playing footy for very long, only like, 3 to 5 years. And us older girls that have just started this year, we haven't played since high school, we're like, what do you mean? That's experience. You're experienced. Like, you can teach me stuff. Awesome. The ones like that, they have the skills down pat. They honestly do. It's just applying them in a game match, or a game setting, sorry. So, which they proved that they could do in a trial match. It's just making sure that we can do it in the matches that count.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time, I think, for women's sport generally. I think football, cricket, netball, I mean, they just seem to be taking off, but particularly cricket and football. And so it's just going to be, it must be such an exciting time to be part of that. Because, as you said, for so long, I mean, I've been a PE teacher for a long period of time, and I've seen girls who've loved their football, same story as you, they've come through, they've been able to play football with the boys, and then they get to that age and they've just got to stop. And I know here at school now, we have kids, girls playing, they just love it, they just want to play football all the time.
Yeah.
And it just seems just like there's just a massive momentum building.
There was actually statistics released. I don't have them on me, but the number of girls playing football from last year to this year has increased by
92%.
It was huge because it's actually a platform that they can do. And girls seeing other girls go out there makes them like, I want to do that, you know? So, and I saw the AFLW spark up and I'm like, I want to get involved in football. Like, this is awesome. Like, what an awesome time to still not really be in my prime, but be at an age that I can still run around, kick a footy, get a tackle and rehab and be okay.
You know, the one thing I think has helped the women's football a lot from the beginning of the AFL was, you know, with Erin Phillips.
Correct.
Coming on board as an Olympian and being the type of player she could almost play league footy. She was that good.
She used to play on the scratch matches or whatever they were called.
Well, her father was a seven-time premiership player, yes. Greg Phillips. But watching Erin play football was exciting, but it showed up some of the lesser skilled girls. Whereas now what I'm saying is those lesser skilled girls are getting into the action more. And I think she's been an inspiration for so many of the other girls.
Definitely, especially me as well, because obviously she used to play basketball as well. And looking at her physique, like she is, if you will, she's definitely a physique goal for me because of how like muscular she is. She's really hard to take to the ground, like, but when you get her, you can get her down. But that kind of fitness level is something that shows dedication to not only her body, the sport itself. It just shows what young girls can do, and that's what makes, I think, so many more women go, I want to get involved in that. So,
you know, this is fantastic. We must have you on again to sort of maybe halfway through the season just to sort of see how it's progressing. But, look, thank you very much and all the best for the first round. So ends
doggies.
Yeah, go doggies. So ends another Carl and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carl.
Thanks and all the best to Nicola.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me.